were listening to the electorate over the last few days, they'd certainly think twice before voting against it. I think they should take the opportunity to send a clear message to their political masters and cabinet that the people of the Northwest region and indeed Ireland as a whole are not going to stand by and watch the dismantling of consultant-led maternity services throughout rural and regional Ireland, where particularly when one sees the tragedies of Civita and indeed some other ones throughout the country, we've seen the underlying importance of having the correct professionals and investment in maternity centres.
What Minister James Reilly is saying is that this is a proposal contained in a report. It hasn't been assessed. It certainly hasn't been implemented. And motions like this are quite frankly premature.
I can appreciate why he might be saying that, considering where he's coming from. As you know, his word has been broken in the past is the first issue that we'd be concerned about. The second issue is I don't think they'd be telling us about this report at all if I didn't bring it into the public domain. There are six recommendations within it. One is do nothing, which clearly doesn't seem to be the case. One does not adversely affect the four centres that I'm speaking of, Portumkeagh, Letterkenny, Sligo and Castlebar, but four do. And rather than get involved in this debate after the horse has bolted, which was clearly government's plan when this report is private and confidential and they went to extraordinary lengths, first of all to deny its existence, but now to try and say that it's nothing more than a report. People of Roscommon and indeed Sligo and South Donegal were let down before in the context of services they'd promised to return and enhance. And I want to make sure that that doesn't happen again.